Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's read from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11, and I want to talk to you about vowing our children to God. Here we go, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11, which reads, "Then she made a vow and said, 'O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head.'" The woman who spoke these words was named Hannah, and Hannah was a sad woman. Trapped in a difficult marriage, she didn't get much sympathy from her husband, Elkanah. Hannah was especially frustrated because she had not yet become a mother, while others close to her did. She was, as 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 described, in bitterness of soul, and she wept in anguish. Yet, Hannah did the right thing with her bitterness of soul and her tears of anguish. She prayed to the Lord, to the covenant God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. She prayed honestly, pouring out her heart to God, and as she prayed, she made a vow. If God gave her a child, then that child would be specially dedicated unto him. Our text tells us, she made a vow. Hannah promised her son to the work of the Lord, vowing that he would be a Nazarite from birth. We find that out from the words that she said, "I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head." See, according to Numbers chapter 6, the vow of a Nazarite included the following. Number one, abstinence from any product from a grapevine. That signified distance from all material pleasures. It included taking no part in any mourning for the dead, nor to come near a dead body, because the dead show the corruption and the end result of sin. Also, this showed that the Nazarite had greater concerns than the ordinary joys and sorrows of life. Third, it included never cutting the hair, because that was a public, visible sign to others of the vow. And fourth, typically the vow of the Nazarite was taken for a set and rather short period of time. Samuel and Samson were unique because they were Nazarites from birth. Now, Hannah expressed all this in the phrase, "I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life." Since this hoped-for son would be from the tribe of Levi, he would already be dedicated unto God. But the time of a Levite's special dedication to the Lord only lasted from the age 30 to 50, at least according to Numbers chapter 4. Hannah took something that already belonged to the Lord, and she gave it to him again in a greater way, for the whole life, and in the dedication of a Nazarite, which was a greater consecration than being a Levite. Now, even so, we may be dedicated unto the Lord, but it is possible to give God a greater dedication. It would be easy for Hannah to say, "I don't need to dedicate my child to the Lord because he's already dedicated." But there was a deeper dedication for the Lord to draw out of Hannah and out of us also. We also see here how important it is for us to dedicate our children to God. Now, they belong to him, of course. Yet it is good and important for us to consciously give our children back to the God who gave them to us. We should do this when they are young, but we can and should continue to do it as they grow older. We do it in prayer, sometimes in bitterness of soul or in tears of anguish like Hannah experienced right here. Or we can also dedicate our children to God again and again, recognizing his ownership over them. Friends, do you have children? Are they precious to you? Then no matter what their age, dedicate them to God again and again, and see what good things God will do through that act of dedication.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.